Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On Friday, we had an interview with an executive producer of Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. And this weekend is opening weekend for that movie. And remember Michael Moore's documentary, well, crocumentary, whatever you call it, Fahrenheit 9-1-1. Well, that opened on, I think, more screens than any documentary in history, on 800 and some screens. Reports have it now that Ben Stein's movie is opening on 1,000 screens. That's exciting. It's been now over a week that we here in Colorado have been talking to the largest theater chain in Colorado, and we've successfully convinced them to add theaters to what they originally planned to show this movie on. And this week, coming up, this weekend, American Right to Life has a movie marathon where some of us who are members of American Right to Life, pro-lifers, creationists, we will be going to see Expelled, not once during opening weekend, but every showing in Arvada, Colorado. That's 15 showings beginning Friday at 11:30 in the morning, ending Sunday night about 11 p.m. We are going to have a blast. I don't know if you've ever done a movie marathon. Jason Troyer and I, we entered a film in a Christian film festival in Texas this past fall. Boy, you want to talk about having fun seeing a lot of great movies. Well, this is going to be a movie marathon to beat all movie marathons. 3 days worth, 15 showings. If you can possibly come out, I'd love it if you can call us at 1-800-8-NYART just to let us know that you're going to come to the marathon. Or if you could come out just for one of the showings, there's 5 showings Friday, 5 Saturday, 5 on Sunday. Maybe you could just come out on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon. Just come on out to the movies in Arvada. It's the Arvada Old Town 14, right at Wadsworth and 52nd or so. So it'll be really great. It'll be a wonderful blessing. And please obey all theater rules. I know that we'll need survival items like power bars or trail mix, but please don't bring any protein bars, no trail mix, nothing. Just come on out and visit us. And I know that the founder of the Collaborators Project will be there, Will Duffy. Well, I say I know that, Lord willing, God might have better plans for us, but Will Duffy is planning to be there. The president of a Denver advertising agency will be there, and I'll be there, Bob Enyart. If there's anybody out there listening to this who wants to be part of the marathon and join us for all 15 showings, that's going to cost a lot of money because we're not going to pay for one and then sneak into the others. What kind of a Christian testimony would that be, stealing? Of course, we're going to pay for every show, and it adds up to about $109 for all 15 showings. So we're really going to have a great time. And please, if you could come out, let us know. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, a month ago, I had in studio a gentleman who's a missionary to America. Now, imagine that. America's a Christian nation, no? Well, he grew up in India. And he and his wife are missionaries to America. And we are blessed in Colorado to have Bensley Newton in Arvada, which is where Bob Enyart Live originates from. Bensley Newton, welcome back to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you, Bob.
So good to have you here. Bensley, you and I met for a Bible study last week, 6 a.m. in the morning. It's a good time to study God's Word, no?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, really awesome. And we talked about, you provided a list that was so exciting, 7 spheres of influence. And I'd like us to take a call, and then could we go through those? Because I think as Christians, if each of us think how we could influence those around us, we could make a bigger impact for the Lord this next week, month, and year.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. So let's go to Loveland, Colorado first, and a caller, Lori, you're on with Bensley Newton and Bob Enyart.
Well, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hey, I just wanted for you, Bob, to know how famous and how far wide your show spreads.
Oh, Bob Enyart Live? Okay.
Bob Enyart Live.
Tell us, Lori.
Well, I was outside of King Supers getting signatures this last Monday, and a lady comes up to me and she goes, "Is this what Bob was talking about on the radio?"
Oh, that's so very encouraging. And was that up north in Loveland?
Yes, it was.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Loveland, Colorado. And, Lori, you know, I pastor Denver Bible Church. That's not a mega church. Bensley, our church, you haven't been there, but it's about 110 people on a Sunday. But I think God gives us a vision and the encouragement to reach beyond our normal sphere. And so we've been working on that for all these many years on the air, 17 years.
And you've been, I'm sure you've been making a tremendous impact around this, not only in Colorado, but in surrounding states too, because of the obedience to the vision God has given you. Uh-huh. You know, as God says, you know, where there's no vision, the people perish. So if you have a vision and you go for it.
Yeah, where there's no vision, the people perish. And Lori, when you know God's truth, you shouldn't get discouraged. You keep sharing it with people. And it's just as new today as it was 17 years ago, as it was 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
So, Lori, this is so exciting. So you've been getting signatures for the personhood effort?
I certainly have. And so when you come across people like that, the people outside of King Supers and everywhere that we've actually stood, so many of them are still very encouraging. Because even after, they're like, oh, God bless you. Thank you so much for taking your time to do this. You know, and one lady, she goes, I hope you get 3 million signatures.
3 million signatures. Praise God. There's a gal from Arvada, and in fact, Bensley Newton, you know her, Andrea. And she's been getting signatures, Lori. She's gotten a couple hundred signatures so far. Her goal is 1,500 signatures, and she's been asking friends of hers, would you take a blank petition and try to fill this one up? And this is one person with a vision who's caught this vision, and God is encouraging so many people to be bold, be courageous, don't be ashamed. There is a God. He made us. Amen. That's why an unborn child has a right to life, because he's made in God's image and likeness. So, Lori, how long have you been getting signatures?
I think it was since December. When they first started doing the petitions themselves, mm-hmm. and we had a training up here in Loveland with Cal and Keith. They made a special trip up.
Cal Zastro and Keith Mason, who've gone all over the state training people and signing up hundreds of churches to get signatures. And so you went to an early training. That's so neat, Lori.
And I've been at it steadily ever since. You know, obviously, sometimes the weather is a little more cooperative than other days.
Mm-hmm.
But I have taken Cal and Keith's signal also from that. And so when somebody comes up to me and they are enthusiastic about it, I will, as that other woman did, I will ask them, hey, do you have some friends or neighbors that you know would like to sign this? Mm-hmm. And they'll usually say, well, yeah. Would you like to take a petition with you? So I always have extra petitions with me when I'm standing outside one of the stores. And sometimes my goal is to get a certain number of signatures. Sometimes I'm limited by time, and other times I'm just out there saying, okay, I'm going to hand out 8 petitions today. Because if every one of the petitions came back and had, you know, even at least 20 signatures on it.
Yeah, that'd be 160 signatures in that one effort.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like...
Lori, okay, now can I ask you, how many signatures have you gotten?
I have, I sent in my 4th filled petition last week.
Wow, over 320 signatures.
So, yeah, and
you're
still going strong. I'm not quitting. I'm going for it.
Praise God.
Praise God. Lori, we're doing really well. I was talking over the weekend with Keith Mason, who's the grassroots coordinator for the state campaign. And the numbers are really good. They're, you know, and he hesitates to let people know specific numbers, Bensley, because some people hear it's going well and they stop. Mm-hmm. And other people think it's not going well enough. They get discouraged. But, Lori, we are right about at the 80,000 mark with signatures.
Oh, praise God.
Praise Amen. God, right? Amen. Somewhere around about 80,000. And we only need 76,000, but we know that they're not all going to be valid.
Right.
Right. And Planned Parenthood has hired lawyers, researchers, and they're ready to challenge the signatures to try to get them thrown out in court. So we need to come in with well over 100,000 signatures.
I hear we have a goal of about 100. If we could get 110,000.
Yeah, 110,000 is our bottom line. That would virtually assure us getting on the
ballot. And I look at that from a standpoint, and I just want to encourage everyone who has a petition out there, because if they can just get that 5 or 10 more signatures on a petition, maybe they only have, ten of them on there right now, but if they could get 5 or 10 more, but you take that and you multiply that times the number of petitions out there, and that's just going to throw us way over the top, and I would so much rather see our efforts when we get that 110,000, not to have to go to any kind of outside source to get any signatures, but rather take that money
and use it for the campaign.
Educate people.
Educate people with radio and TV ads. You're right.
I think looking from a broader perspective, it not only helps in this drive, but also makes people aware about this problem. About this Holocaust happening in this country, at the rate of about 3,500 to 4,000 babies being killed every day. And you can use this opportunity to highlight people in their minds and to inspire them to action, not only to just give the signature, but also for them to be activists in making a difference in the society.
That's absolutely right, because this is not saying, well, let's regulate child killing. We want people to wait 24 hours before they kill their baby, because that obscures, that confuses the message. During the Holocaust in Germany, we wouldn't say, well, let's wait 24 hours before you kill a Jewish child. We wouldn't say that. That would be perverse, and it sends a mixed message. And so this is the pure truth that a person has the right to life. It's a person. It's not an animal. It's not a plant. It's not a bacteria. It's a tiny living human being. And we have rights because we're made in God's image. So, Lori, this is such a thrill. Thank you so much for the encouragement.
Oh, you're very welcome. And our prayer when we go out each time is not only to, for God's blessing on our time as far as getting as many signatures as possible, but as Bensley stated, to be that positive image out there for the pro-life movement, for the Personhood Amendment.
And Lori, you said a lot of people are encouraged when they talk to you and sign.
Oh, we encourage each other.
I have had so many people come up to me, and I got to say, it's normally more women than men. They come up and they say, is this a pro-life petition? Give me that. I want to sign it. And they are so thrilled to sign it. And this is on the 16th Street Mall of all places. This is right in the heart of secular USA.
You know what?
I had a really cute little story, if I may. One lady was pushing her cart out of King Soopers, loaded down cart. She's going out. She glances over, sees me, and she leaves her shopping cart in the crosswalk and runs over, and as she's running over, she goes, that's me. I've got to sign that. And on the back of my thing, it says, pro-life petition, and I had one of my T-shirts on.
Praise
and
the
she
Lord.
Was just so excited to be able to be a part of it.
All right.
And
now, Lori,
thank you, and God bless you.
And it's so encouraging to see you. As the Bible says, one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. When you join forces with your friends and your family who are also in the same mind of exalting Jesus in this nation, and you can make a tremendous difference. Mm. It's not just multiplication. It's multiplication over so many times over. It's not just doubling. It's about 10 times more effective when you work together and people see your zeal. And I'm sure it's going to be a tremendous impact on the nation.
And Lori, I thought I was going to talk to you for 1 minute when the call screener told me the topic, but you're so exciting. You've been on the show for half the show. But let me ask you one last question, then I'll get back with Bensley Newton in the 7 spheres of influence. Lori, if you run out of petitions, where do you go? Who do you call to get more blank ones?
Actually, there is a provider here. They're listed on the internet on the website for the Colorado for Equal Rights.
Right,
and it's
ColoradoForEqualRights.com has a distribution list.
There's a whole list for the whole state in there.
There is, and there's one in Loveland.
In Loveland at Nightlight Christian Adoptions.
Nightlight Christian Adoptions.
And I have also picked some up at down at Colorado Right to Life.
That's right, and I'll give that phone number in case there's anybody, wherever you live in the state of Colorado, Donna at the Colorado Right to Life office would be honored to mail you a petition. And that number is 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. And maybe somebody would like to get extras because they want to do what Lori's doing and what Andrea in Arvada is doing, handing blank petitions out to those who are willing themselves to get signatures. And that's the way to multiply your effort. So thank you, Lori. May God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's encouraging to me, Bensley.
Oh, it's awesome. And I wish we had 1,000 people like that in every city.
That's right. Now, when you were on this show a month ago, we titled the show Something Unusual. We gave the show a title of an email ID, and it's your ministry's email ID. I want to say that. That's foundationrebuilders@gmail.com. Foundation Rebuilders.
Yeah, we love to hear from people.
Yeah, and so let's talk about these. They all start with the letter P, which helps us remember these spheres of influence.
Yes,
so let's go through the list.
Yeah, the vision for the Foundation Rebuilders is basically, as we told last time, our mission is to turn America back to God by turning the heart of God's people back to Him by rebuilding their foundations.
Mm.
And so, obviously, the first sphere of influence is the personal life of the people of God. We, as God's people, are the key, as God says in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles. Mm. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from the wicked ways, seek my face and pray, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. So we, as God's people, hold the key to the healing of this nation.
Bensley, let me say the list and then we'll go down them.
Okay.
So personal, parents, pastors, and then we have professors, politicians, including other protectors like police and armed forces, and then presidents, number six, and producers like movies and music, news, sports. So you start it with personal, our personal obligation to God as individuals, first to know Him, to know God and the power of His resurrection, and then to share the truth of God's word and His salvation with those around us.
Yes. If you see the impact a person who has got a personal encounter with Jesus can make is tremendous. And if we are talking about turning a nation that's basically slipping into a moral abyss, I should say, from being founded as a Christian nation upon the principles of Jesus Christ, this nation is slipping back into what most pagan nations in the world went before they were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is not trying to say, okay, we got to get the people who produce pornography, we got to stop the people who do abortions. Those things are all good. And it will happen. But the first and the foremost key in turning this nation back to God is in the hands of us as God's people. If you see the statistics, almost, I think, 60% of the abortions are done by people who call themselves
themselves Christians.
Protestants, Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And 18% by Catholics.
Great tragedy.
Yes. And so if we, as God's people, are not able to see the vision that if we say that we are saved, if we as God's people who call ourselves as saved are not living a life that is pleasing to the Lord, then there's no point in going back and trying to say we're going to make a difference in this nation.
We can't have influence. First, God is concerned about what He is doing in us.
In us.
Then what He's doing through us.
Through us. Exactly.
God is more concerned about what He is doing in you than what He is doing through you.
Yeah, who we are. It's more important than what we do.
That's right. And to become conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's what God wants for us.
Yes. And so that's the, you know, the first focus is to rebuild our lives in the foundations of our lives personally, in our walk with
God. So then that's the personal. That's number one. Then number two.
The number two would be the parents.
Parents.
Parents hold the key because if you see almost all the groups that are who want to destroy this nation, they're going after the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the primary responsibility for children is in the hands of the parents. So God wants us as parents to take responsibility, not send them off to the daycare or to the schools or even the church or the Sunday school and say that they will make an influence, they will teach them, or they will give them the values
right.
that God expects of them to have for a nation to be mm-hmm. blessed, to be a Christian mm-hmm. nation. So the parents hold the key in choosing which direction this nation will go, because the children yeah. are the future of this nation.
That's true. Now, in two from now, we get professors and teachers, and we know that the public schools are officially godless. They've officially yeah. kicked God out of the curriculum. And parents are responsible to make sure their child has a godly education.
Exactly.
Parents. So at one level, we blame the public schools because they're godless. But at a deeper level, parents have an obligation to God to raise their kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And that includes a godly education, not a godless education that we hope that we can counteract somehow.
Yes.
When the kids come home after 30 hours at school, we think that the kids are going to come home and we're going to counteract. You can't counteract
yeah.
what your kids have intentionally put in their heads for 30 hours every week. There's not enough time even to know what they heard and what they learned that was bad.
Exactly. If you see, you know, the biblical principle is, as God says, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And we are wondering why Christian children are not staying in the faith after they go through school. I think the statistics is somewhere like 4% of the people who have gone through the public school and the public education system, including the colleges, remain as Christians after their time in the school and college. Why? We wonder why. But the thing is, it's obvious. You sow the seeds of rebellion,
yeah.
of hatred towards God, of rebellion towards parents, of
immorality. Homosexuality, abortion.
And immorality.
Pornography.
And
pornography. It's all promoted through the schools.
Yes. And then you wonder what happened. I think we got to be wise enough to sin, to understand that that is a cause and that is an effect. There's no point blaming the effect when we are not dealing with the cause.
You and your wife have 7 children?
Yes.
Ages, they're all young.
Yeah, about 2.5 to 15.
2.5 to 15. And you're going to hand them over to Philistines to teach them, educate them?
No way.
No, right? Imagine God's people in the Old Testament, if they would take their children, Jewish children, and put them on a Philistine school bus or chariot and send them off to Gaza and let pagans educate them. I mean, back then, God was operating a little differently than he does today. He would have opened up the earth and sucked them down alive into hell if they would have done that back then. But the body of Christ, churches today, the pastors are afraid to warn parents, don't send your kids to a godless school, because they know most of their church members send their kids to the public schools, and they don't want to lose attendance or the collection.
And as the Bible says, you know, my son, cease listening to instruction, or stop listening to instruction that will cause you to err from the ways of knowledge, from the words of knowledge. I mean, it is our responsibility as parents to see, we are the gatekeepers for the children's lives, what they hear and what their values are and what they're going to do.
Wow.
And so I think parents hold a very key role in this.
So we have 7. We talked about 2. And we only have 3 more minutes. So next is personal parents, then pastors and leaders.
Pastors and leaders of Christian organizations, they hold a very key role, which play a very key part in turning this nation back to the Lord. Because I think now, with most of the people being biblically ignorant, I'm very sorry to say that, but I think almost, what, about 80 to 90% of the people do not have a time of being in the Word and talking to God every day. And so they just go to churches on Sunday. I think that's...
And don't know God's Word. In seminaries, there's a very famous man in Colorado. I don't want to say his name publicly because he didn't ask me to tell this story. But he went to Denver Seminary. He wants to get a degree in some kind of ministry. So he took a counseling course. And he was so discouraged at the end of the semester, he went to the professor and he said, this is a Christian seminary. I took a counseling course. Not one time did we even refer to God's Word, the Bible, not once.
That's sad.
And I think what's happening is our seminaries have this tendency to become secular in their worldview. A lot of them teach evolution, the earth is billions of years old, and a secular psychology, and so on.
I think it would be a good idea to, you know, since you brought up this point, to examine the seminaries and see if we have been sort of infiltrated by people who have a hatred for God, but are coming into the system to basically destroy the future of
the
church.
Body of Christ. That's right. When somebody asks me, Bob, do you recommend this Christian college or seminary? I ask, well, first off, do they have a young earth policy? Do they teach that God made us, especially in the recent past? If they have an evolutionary worldview, an evolutionary geological worldview, the earth is billions of years old, there's millions of animals destroying each other before the fall of Adam and Eve, then no, I don't recommend that, because it's supposed to be a Christian ministry, but it has a secular foundation. Mm-hmm. So, and there are not too many Christian schools that have by principle young earth creationists. There are not too many.
Which means that they don't believe in the first 11 chapters of the Bible.
That is absolutely correct. They undermine that. So now we're out of time, Bensley, and we got four more to go. So can we do this again?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Well, so perhaps every now and then we'll be honored to have Bensley Newton in studio because, hey, it's not often you get to talk to a missionary to America from halfway around the world. And God knows, Lord, thank you that you encouraged Bensley and Thelma to come here because we need you guys here, Bensley.
Thank you, Bob. It's an honor.
You're very welcome. And maybe we have another Bible study. Can we meet at your office again?
Sure.
Where was that? Oh, McDonald's. That's a really great place
and offices.
To meet 6 o'clock in the morning for a men's Bible study fellowship. Other guys are welcome. We're going to do that now and then in Arvada. And you can find out about that, too, by calling us at 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. If you don't have our catalog, please call. We'll send you a Bob and Yart Live resources catalog, books, video, audio, CDs, Bible studies, just a great resource right here at Bob and Yart Live. And the email for Bensley Newton's ministry, foundationrebuilders@gmail.com. That's a way to get in touch with Bensley and encourage him, and he'll encourage you. And then also in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center. Do you know that's also the location of Denver Bible Church? We meet. They have 20 beautiful wooded acres, livestock, a pond. They have pre-K through 12th grade, 500 students, a staff of about 100 Christians on staff. And Maranatha's phone number, 303-431-5653. That's 431-5653. See you at the movies.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob and Yart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob and Yart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.